Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, April 24th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01. The dew point is 25 degrees, and the current wind chill is 32 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Well, golfers didn't let the chilly weather stop them from hitting the links for a good cause in Hays.
The annual Tee It Up for Down Syndrome fundraiser was hosted by the Northwest Kansas Down Syndrome Society. The money raised goes a long way.
We use the money throughout the year to help put on events for our families, to make gifts available, or to make assistance available during times of emergency.
That's Society member Sarah Meitner with audio from News 12. Friday's tournament was the biggest fundraiser of the year, and participants were able to help families in need just by playing golf. I'm J.P. Bazan.
Police in Newton confirmed over the weekend that an explosive device found in Newton was a homemade pipe bomb. Newton police said on Facebook it appeared as if someone tried to ignite the pipe bomb but failed. The Wichita Bomb Squad was called to the scene and took the device for processing. There are no suspects and the investigation is ongoing. Anyone with tips should contact Newton police or Wichita police as that investigation continues. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You don't need a green thumb to have a great-looking property. You do, however, need a green mower. Prairie Land Partners is ready to help you get your property looking great this spring with the new John Deere zero-turn lawnmower. With fast speeds and better precision, everyone will be talking about your lawn. Visit your local Prairie Land Partners to test drive a Z-Track mower today or shop online, prairielandpartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. After 2 weeks off, Kansas lawmakers will head back to Topeka today, and on the agenda are several items, most notably several vetoes from Governor Kelly. Democratic Representative John Carmichael said that when it comes to these vetoes, the legislature and the governor may disagree. However, that's the way our system works, and quite frankly, that's what keeps Kansas in the middle of the road. Republican Representative Stephen Owens said he anticipates that they'll probably take up most of the vetoes on Wednesday or Thursday. On Thursday, the governor vetoed four bills involving either transgender care or trans rights. One bill would bar transgender women from using spaces designated for women, such as bathrooms, and another would revoke a doctor's license if they performed gender-affirming care on someone under 18. Representative Owens thinks Republicans will have the votes to overturn a lot of those, saying that it's tragic that they actually have to define a woman and a man for the purpose of statutes, but he thinks they will have strong support and be able to override the vetoes. A veto of the trans athletes bill was overturned by one vote earlier in the session, with one Democrat voting to overturn, and there are more close votes expected on several bills. Beyond the vetoes, the legislature will also have to pass the K-12 funding bill and the omnibus budget bill during this veto session, and Owens added that there is also a chance that his bill legalizing fentanyl test strips will move forward for final votes this week as well. The Kansas Department of Revenue, in partnership with PayIt, announced the addition of identification card renewal services to ICANN. ICANN is Kansas's digital government platform that delivers services from state agencies on an end-to-end platform to residents with web, mobile, and native Apple and Android apps available. ID renewal joins the growing list of online services available to Kansas residents through ICANN, including renewing driver's licenses and vehicle registrations, ordering birth, death, and marriage certificates, and purchasing annual park passes. As of March of 2023, more than one in three Kansas residents were registered with ICANN, and the addition of identification renewal enables ICANN to serve over 10,000 additional residents each year. To renew an identification, residents can log into the ICANN platform or access as a guest, select ID credentials renewal, and provide your name, date of birth, ID number, and last four digits of your Social Security number to submit the request. To access the services, you can visit ICANN.KS.gov. Kansas is joining a fledgling effort that could one day make it easier to hire teachers from other states, as a bill that Governor Laura Kelly signed on Thursday makes Kansas the latest member of the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. The compact is a creation of the Council of State Governments with heavy backing from the U.S. Department of Defense, which wanted to create an easier pathway to teacher licensure for military personnel and their spouses as they move around the country. It would effectively allow teaching licenses to be viable across members of the compact, cutting through the current 50-state patchwork of disparate requirements. It's not off the ground yet because 10 states are required to fully enact a compact, and Kansas is only the fourth to join. The three others are Utah, Colorado, and Kentucky. Legislation, however, is pending in about a dozen other states, and depending on what happens, the compact could be operational in a year or two. The Kansas chapter of the National Education Association has raised concerns about the potential for underqualified educators. However, schools have championed the compact as a way to help fill vacant teaching jobs, and Democratic Senator Pat Peattie of Kansas City, a retired educator who sponsored the bill, described the effort in a statement as being one more tool in the State Board of Education licensure toolbox. The Kansas Department of Transportation will hold a public meeting and open house from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, May 1st, to provide information on three upcoming bridge reconstruction projects along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties. The event will be held at the Logan Community Building, which is located at 107 North Mill Street in Logan. The Kansas Department of Transportation and project representatives will provide a project overview starting at 5:30 p.m., and design plans and detour information will also be available for review. Construction on the bridges will take place in 2023 and 2024. In Norton County, the bridge being replaced is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction, and the Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 to 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. Anyone who requires language translation, special assistance or accommodations, or needs more information, they can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager Lisa Moosman at 785-874-8107, and requests for special accommodations must be made 1 week before the meeting date. In Nebraska news, the Nebraska State Patrol responded to a domestic situation in Franklin on Friday that they said was resolved safely. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that at around 9:10 a.m. on Friday, the Franklin Police Department requested assistance from the Nebraska State Patrol in response to a domestic incident at a residence in Franklin. Officers became concerned regarding the welfare of a woman and a child after she had locked herself inside a bedroom with her infant, and officers also became aware that there were firearms inside the room. They then activated crisis negotiators and members of the Nebraska State Patrol SWAT team, and after more than 3 hours of negotiations, at approximately 12:30 p.m., the woman voluntarily exited the room without her baby. The infant was then located inside the room unharmed, and the woman was taken to Mary Lanning Hospital in Hastings for emergency protective care. The baby was evaluated and cleared at Franklin County Memorial Hospital and has been placed with family. The Franklin Police Department, Franklin County Sheriff's Office, Franklin Fire Department, and EMTs, and LifeNet also responded to the incident, and the investigation remains ongoing. A Grand Island man has been sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in prison with charges related to a deadly motorcycle crash. According to Hall County District Court records, 33-year-old Michael Mostek was given the sentence on Wednesday on charges of motor vehicle homicide, child abuse, reckless driving, false reporting, and a seatbelt violation. He was sentenced to 4 years on the motor vehicle homicide charge, 1 year and 3 months, respectively, on the charges of child abuse and false reporting, and the sentences are concurrent to each other, meaning it will be served at the same time as the others. Mostek also was sentenced to 3 months in prison on one count of reckless driving, and that sentence is consecutive to the other sentences, meaning they will be served one after the other. And after his release, he will serve 18 months of post-release supervision. Mostek pled no contest in February to the charges, and in exchange for his plea, prosecutors dismissed an additional child abuse charge. Authorities said last May, Mostek was trying to pass multiple vehicles on Highway 30 with two children under 5 years old in the car at the time, when he hit head-on with a motorcycle, leading to the death of 51-year-old Kent Redwine. 23-year-old Grace Williamson of Wood River was charged with one count of false reporting related to the incident, and she was sentenced last September to 12 days in jail and a year probation. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on Wednesday, April 19th, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Dean Little, Robert Bowman, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to approve the April 5th, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried, and there were three building permits presented for approval. City Attorney Abigail Horn stated that she met with the Norton Mini Speedway Group, and the number that was presented at the last council meeting was the federal EIN. However, they do have their application in for their not-for-profit, so once it's received back, a Parks Committee meeting can be scheduled to move forward on the matter. Police Chief Jay Sharp reported that they have made updates to the city's website so citizens can submit forms and information more easily to the police department. City Administrator James Maru stated that the work on the water tower is coming up the first week of May, and he said currently water restrictions start on Memorial Day, but since they will be draining the water tower to work on the inside of the tower, it would be prudent to start the water restrictions early. A discussion was held on the water restrictions and the enforcement process, and a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Andrew Black that the council express their support of the mayor invoking an executive order to start water restrictions early due to the drought-like conditions and the work on the water tower. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black stated the utility committee met and discussed the city electric department helping the Norton City County Airport move the AWACS at the airport for future development. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to waive the second formal reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste duty of the owner-occupant within the city of Norton, Kansas, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Robert Bowman to waive the formal third reading of Ordinance 1761, which is an ordinance granting Nextech LLC, a limited liability company, its parent company, Rural Telephone Service Company Incorporated, a Kansas corporation, successors, transferees, and assigns a non-exclusive franchise to erect, maintain, and operate a telecommunications system within the city limits of Norton, Kansas, prescribing the terms and conditions thereof, and providing for payment to be made to the city of Norton, Kansas. The vote was taken and the motion carried. And a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Dean Little to adopt Ordinance 1761. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance and Public Safety Committees met and discussed retirement for the police department and the agreement with the county for dispatch services. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to authorize the city attorney to send a letter to the county, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to renew the Emergency Plus plan through MASA Medical Transport Solutions to all full-time employees who are eligible for health insurance, plus the mayor and council. This policy provides air and ground transportation for members and their families in emergency situations. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Robert Bowman to approve the Norton American Legion's application for cereal malt beverage special event license for consumption on the premises at a confined beer garden at the grandstand booth in Elmwood Park from July 25th through the 30th during the 2023 Norton County Fair. The vote was taken and the motion carried 5-1, with Ron Briery voting no. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to donate $100 for the 2023 Norton Disc Golf Tournament, and the motion carried. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Dean Little to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 8 as a whole, and the motion carried, and the council then adjourned at 6:10 p.m. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having peanut butter and honey sandwich, cottage cheese, warm peas, baby carrots, mandarin oranges, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chili frito, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be mac and cheese, meatballs, roll, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools at 10 a.m., the junior high track in Hill City. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a 20% chance of showers after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 63 and breezy, with a south wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly between 10 p.m. and 3 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 40 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For Tuesday, showers will be likely mainly after 1 p.m., and it should be cloudy with a high near 55, and the chance of precipitation Tuesday is 60%. And on Tuesday night, showers are likely, should be mostly cloudy with a low around 39, and the chance of precipitation for Tuesday night is 60%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insects entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your forecast, on Wednesday, there is a 40% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 60. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 71. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers, should be partly sunny with a high near 58 and breezy on Friday. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 60 and breezy. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 67. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 60%. The wind speed is southwest at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.01. The dew point is 25 degrees. And your current wind chill is 32 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm going forward.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. Draft week has finally arrived as the NFL Draft will kick off this Thursday evening in Kansas City at Union Station. And for the Chiefs, there's been a lot noted that several wide receiver draft prospects have gone to work with Patrick Mahomes down in Texas. And Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed Mahomes throwing to wide receiver prospects Quentin Johnston and Zay Flowers. And having Mahomes throw to those receivers gives an interesting first-hand scouting report.
I mean, that's going to be a huge, you know, ability right there. You know, for your quarterback to be able to give you a scouting report and say, yeah, I can throw to this guy, or no, this guy didn't know what he was doing, or no, this guy's, you know, slower than he looks, or faster than he looks. Yeah, that's a huge advantage. And just, you know, even those couple of, you know, Mahomes can get those kind of impressions. I mean, last year he had that kind of, you know, reputation with Justin Watson and being able to say immediately, wait a minute, this guy's a lot faster than I thought he was, or what I was told. Yeah, I mean, that's a unique scouting report that you can get.
Yeah, in sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. 5 doctors and 5 advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
The countdown is on for the 2023 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. And greatness is on the clock. 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Kansas City. Watch live April 27th to 29th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts April 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. This week, we're going to see a series of disturbances moving into Kansas that will bring in some cloud cover and off and on scattered chances of rain throughout much of this week. The folks that may see the greatest benefit are going to be in western Kansas, where several chances of precipitation are going to be helping, hopefully, put somewhat of a dent in the drought. Not a lot, but there will be that opportunity there. Meanwhile, temperatures are going to be running cooler than average all the way into the weekend, with a cold front arriving by Friday. In northwestern Kansas today, showers increasing this afternoon with a high in the low 60s. Off and on chances of rain today in north central Kansas with a high 65. In northeast Kansas, we may see a shower this afternoon with a high in the mid 60s. And in southwestern Kansas, once again, partly cloudy with a chance of rain today, our high 62. In south central Kansas, scattered showers, 65 for the afternoon high. Rain off and on tonight, our low 45. And some frost this morning in southeastern Kansas, then sunny and breezy with a high 65. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off, on the livestock side, we do see, of course, the cattle on feed report that came out on Friday. It was slightly bearish, and so expecting a slightly lower opening. One of the things to keep an eye on concerning the hog market, there was a reported fire at the Tyson hog processing plant in Madison, Nebraska. What extent of the damage is unknown at this time, but that may also play a factor into this market. We have seen what plant fires have done in the cattle industry, too. Pretty quiet in the overnight grain side. Wheat futures up about a penny. Old crop corn down 4 to 4.5. New crop down a penny. And soybeans, old crop down 6. New crop down 2. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn